This news report is brought to you by Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable, Frederick Air, it's a good call. A rescan of the results of the 2022 primary in Frederick County will take place on Wednesday morning starting at 8:30. Deputy Election Director Anthony Gutierrez says while preparing for a recount of the results of the Democratic primary in Council District 3, some discrepancies were found in the certified results and the number of mail-in and provisional ballots received.
We are recommending on Wednesday morning that our Board of Canvassers reconvene and for an overabundance of caution and accuracy and transparency, we would like them to consider decertifying our results and allowing us to rescan those two categories of ballots and certifying the new results.
Gutierrez says not all ballots will be rescanned.
It's for all the mail-in ballots and provisional ballots cast in this election. At this time, that's what we're planning.
Gutierrez says this process could take all day Wednesday and go into Thursday. He says the county has about 17,000 mail-in and provisional ballots that need to be rescanned. Very soon, school bells will be ringing in Frederick County.
Students will be returning to classes on Wednesday, August 17th. Superintendent Dr. Cheryl Dyson says she'll be visiting five schools that day, meeting with students and their parents, particularly those who are sending their children off to kindergarten.
It's harder for students who are coming to organized schooling for the first time. Our kindergarten parents, you know, they're sending their precious children off. We want students to get in the routine and to, experience school and start learning day one.
Dr. Dyson also says she'll be maintaining office hours each month to meet with students, their parents, and school system staff. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. And you could say he made it out alive. Brandon McAllister dealt drugs when he was younger and ended up being shot and spending time in prison. He says he was able to turn his life around.
So fast forward through being shot, being in prison multiple times, my son going to jail, getting shot, I started realizing that, you know what? Give myself a chance. There's another way to hustle. And I believe that I'm a hustler, that I can still find a way to make money without having to sell drugs.
McAllister says he was one of many young men years ago who believed dealing drugs was the way to go, with the money, expensive cars, and clothes. But he says that lifestyle only leads to death or prison.
And if you think that you can beat it, I'll be the first one that you could come talk to and say, you know what, I beat that. I didn't go to jail and I didn't die, and I'm a millionaire off the lifestyle, the streets, the drugs. And then I'll believe, but I have never seen or heard that that is the way. So eventually it's going to happen. It just depends on when you want it or can you cut it off before it even gets to that point.
McAllister is part of the I Believe in Me movement. He was at the Stop the Violence rally in Baker Park in Frederick last Friday. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD. This news report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.